Exodus 38:1, altar of burnt offering. I want to talk to you about some of the various items found in the tabernacle. In the book of Exodus chapter 38, we see the making of the altar for burnt offerings, the making of the bronze laver, the making of the court of the tabernacle, and we also see the materials of the tabernacle. Let's first start by looking at the making of the altar of burnt offering. Let's look at verses 1 and 6 together. The Bible says, "He made the altar of burnt offering of acacia wood. 5 cubits was its length, and 5 cubits its width. It was square, and its height was 3 cubits. The Bible tells us the altar is square, and that it's made with acacia wood. Verse 2 tells us that there were horns on its 4 corners, and that it was overlaid with bronze. Then in verse 6, he made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with bronze. This is somewhat similar to the making of the Ark of the Covenant. Recall in Exodus chapter 37, Bazael was instructed to make the ark using acacia wood and overlaying that with pure gold. We talked about gold signifying deity in the Bible, but now we're seeing the altar of burnt offering made of acacia wood and overlaid with bronze. Recall that wood is a biblical figure of man. You can check out Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 3, and also Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14, to get the parallel of comparing man and wood together. So with this altar of burnt offering, we see the wood overlaid with bronze. Now what does bronze signify in the Bible? Bronze in the Bible signifies God's judgment, particularly his judgment over man's rebellious thinking and speaking against him. You can check out Numbers chapter 16, verses 29 through 40, and Jude verse 11 on your own to see this parallel. Thus, we're seeing that this altar is a reminder of God's wrath poured out upon man because of our sin. We'll probably talk more about this in Leviticus chapter 1, which speaks about the burnt offering. But in verse 4, the people were instructed to put their hand on the head of the burnt offering, and that it, the animal being sacrificed and offered to the Lord, would be accepted on his behalf. In other words, the altar was used to make atonement, or for the forgiveness of sins. This was the Old Testament way of God appeasing his judgment upon man's rebellion against God. Of course, this all and ultimately points to Jesus Christ, who bore all of our sin and rebellion upon him when he died on the tree, on the cross. So thus we see the making of the altar of burnt offering. The burnt offering altar was actually the first item that was seen after entering through the door of the tabernacle's outer court. After the priest entered through the door of the tabernacle, they were to wash at the bronze laver. What was the laver? Basically, it was a bronze bowl filled with water for washing. In Exodus chapter 30, verses 20 through 21, God warned Moses that the priest who did not wash would die. The Old Testament priests had a serious responsibility of keeping themselves clean. I don't believe the New Testament priests, who are the believers in Jesus Christ. You can check out Revelation chapter 1 verse 6 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, confirming that the believer in Christ is a priest. I don't think we as the New Testament priests will die if we go to the Lord without washing, but I do believe you and I, the believer, need to be washed. Even though we are under grace and no longer need to follow all of these Old Testament rules and regulations, I do believe that by studying the Old Testament laws will give us a better understanding of who God is and the reverential fear we should have towards him. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus? Dear Lord, thank you, Jesus, for becoming the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. But Lord, we ask to please put a reverential fear of you within us so that we do not become complacent in our relationship with you. You are perfectly holy and need to be treated that way. Forgive us for any folly, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.